It's Daily Scramble Live with Tyler.
No, no, not Tyler Russell, with Ava Burton.
Jason Fenny.
That's right. Yes, good morning. It's Daily Scramble Live. I'm Jason Fedde. And wait a minute.
Tyler
that?
Russell.
No, no, no. That's completely wrong. Ava, hello. Good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm fine. Where's Tyler?
Tyler's in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Ah. Oh.
You didn't know he was...
I don't know why I'm here.
Well, it's very nice
no,
to see
I did, you.
No,
you know, I did know he was in Las Vegas, Nevada, because I saw a photo of him playing golf.
Right, he's into golf. He's that kind of guy.
Yeah, in Las Vegas, Nevada.
He likes to wear those clothes with those little alligators on. What is that called? Lacoste.
Lacoste.
He likes to wear all that stuff and have his hair nicely groomed and then go and play golf.
Actually, I think he's wearing pink shorts in the show.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah. Well, there you go. So Tyler Russell's away for the day and he'll be back tomorrow morning and we'll be gone because we're going to Italy. How nice. So we just got to get through this one day. So we're kind of phoning it in, aren't we? Not that bothered, are we?
No, I wish I was phoning it in from my bed, but I'm not. I'm sat here.
Thanks for coming in, love. It's Daily Scramble Live. And it's, what time is it? Oh, my God, it's Sparrow Fart. Good morning, welcome to the radio. It's Daily Scramble Live with me, Jason Fedde, and Ava Burton's here in lieu of Tyler Russell. Yes, good morning. It's Cameron King, checking blah, blah, and blah, blah, blah.
On KX93.5, your daily scramble news now.
Yeah, time for your daily scramble news. Local news first here. If I can get into the lights. Rather dark, isn't it? This time of the morning, Ava, I hadn't noticed.
I know, but I switched the lights on for you.
I know, thanks. Not very bright though in here, is it? Here we go. Local news first. Last week, the City Council retroactively reviewed improvements already made at Mozambique Restaurant, which apparently violates permits conditions, rejecting a request by owner Ivan Spears to add outdoor speakers and light up a flagpole all night, but approving a change of terms for valet parking. Spears requested to add exterior speakers to the rooftop deck, good luck with that, and the outside patio, good luck again, a point which brought disfavour from residents and council member Tony Eisman. Ivan has done so many things right to be neighbourhood friendly, said Eisman. Uplighting, for one, bothers me, and noise is a major concern for neighbours. This becomes a nightclub, not a dining room, with that exterior noise, she said. City staff voiced concern that increasing the charge for valet parking by the restaurant would discourage use, leading more patrons to park in nearby residential areas. Mozambique is stipulated to provide free valet parking Sunday through Thursday and charge $3 on Friday and Saturday until 9 p.m. The final unanimous vote allowed a non-illuminated flag after 10 p.m., a $3 valet charge for parking until 4 p.m., and prohibited exterior speakers. We can have a talk about that in a minute, can't we?
Mm.
Yeah. Okay, what else? Outside the Laguna bubble, a verdict has been issued in the trial in Iran of Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian on charges including espionage, Iran's judiciary has said. Officials did not give details of the judgment but hinted at a conviction. A judiciary official said late on Sunday that the verdict would be appealed, suggesting Mr. Rezaian, and I'm sure I'm pronouncing that incorrectly, had been found guilty. Appearing late on state TV on Sunday, judiciary spokesman, Golam Hossein Mohsenezi. Oh,
good try.
Oh, no, sorry. Said he, Jason Rezaian, has been convicted, but I don't have verdict details. He's got 20 years to appeal. 20 years. 20 days to appeal, excuse me. And then that's the end of it. President Vladimir Putin has defended Russia's military operations in Syria, saying the aim is to stabilize the legitimate authority of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Russia wants to create conditions for a political compromise in Syria, he told the Russian state TV. On Monday, the EU's foreign, that's European Union's, foreign affairs chief, Federica Mogherini called Russia's role a game changer, she said. It has been very worrying, has some very worrying elements. EU ministers are discussing Syria now. Going into the Luxembourg meeting, several foreign ministers stressed that airstrikes could only target so-called Islamic State fighters and other Islamic terrorists. The US and the UK governments have accused Russia of attacking mainly moderate anti-Assad groups rather than the jihadists. Mr. Putin denied, of course, that that was the case. And in better news now, British academic Angus Deighton has been awarded the Nobel Economics Prize for 2015 for his analysis of consumption, poverty and welfare. No relation.
I was going to say.
Yeah, no relation.
That comedy.
There's a comedian, yeah.
Television.
British comedian called Angus Deighton. No, this is a different guy. He's a 65-year-old professor of economics and international affairs at Princeton University and was previously at Cambridge and Bristol. His research focuses on health, well-being and economic development. Professor Deighton had been in the running for the prize several times in the past years. Nobel Economic Sciences Committee said that the individual's consumption choices must be understood before economic policy promoting welfare and reducing poverty could be formulated. Well, that's a mouthful, isn't it? So economics is the dark science. That's what they call it, the dark science. It's not really, I mean, it is a science, but you can never figure it out, really, because, you know, if we could, we wouldn't have any recessions, would we?
But he's made some inroads.
He's made some inroads,
that's
yeah.
That's why he's got the Nobel Prize.
Yeah. Alfred Nobel, who began the Nobel Prizes, the guy, and he's the guy that invented gunpowder. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Yes, that's ironic, isn't it?
It's good irony, that. But he had various categories for prizes, but he didn't include economics. That was included later on. Right, should we do... Wait a minute, let's find it. Let's find the thing. He's very good at this, his old Tyler. He knows where everything is. Blah, blah, blah. Finish the headline I'm looking for. I can't find it anywhere. Let's see in the next thing. It's here somewhere. Bum, 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 bum. Just please hold the line while your party is reached. Please hold the line while your party is reached. Can't find it anywhere.
Maybe you can just sing it.
It doesn't matter, does it? Sure, I'll just play this instead. You listening? You ready?
Daily Scramble Live, where the sunny side is always up.
Yeah, the sunny side's always up on Daily Scramble Live. And here's your story, Ava. See if you can finish this headline.
Okay.
All right? Bum, 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 bum. You might have heard how the black bun on Burger King's Halloween Whopper has been turning people's beep green. You might have heard how the black bun on Burger King's Halloween Whopper has been turning people's beep green.
Tongue. It can only be tongue.
No, it's not tongue. That's nice that you would think it was tongue.
Teeth.
No.
Burger.
If the bun, yeah, the bun turned the burger green, that's good. No, it's turning the poop green. I know. Apparently the black bun, you can celebrate the side effects with a couple's Halloween costume. The website halloweencostumes.com is a guide for what to buy from them if you want to dress up as a black whopper and a piece of green poop. So you can do, you can really enjoy Halloween to its fullest. And I think that would be enjoying Halloween.
Is the green poop just a surprise added bonus? Did they not expect that
to
happen?
Expect it,
because,
no.
Because, you know, you can buy that stuff to eat that makes your poo sparkle.
Really?
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes.
Where do you get that from?
Oh, the internet, of course.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
It makes your poop sparkly.
Yeah, party poop. As opposed to a party pooper.
Very good.
Daily Scramble, Daily Scramble Live. Daily Scramble, Daily Scramble Live.
Yes, it's Daily Scramble Live. Good morning. Morning, Ava Burton. I'm feeling a bit more awake now. How are you, love?
Morning. I'm fine.
Okay, Mrs. Pickles is here, of course. Somewhere? Where is she?
She's asleep in the corner.
Is she? Good girl. She sleeps so much. So great being a dog, isn't it? You just go to sleep. Brilliant. When you've had enough.
Yeah, when you've had enough food and cuddles.
Yeah, you go to sleep, yeah. What about Mozambique? That was a story in the news. Mozambique restaurant, of course, on Coast Highway there. And Ivan Spears, much maligned, and poor old Ivan Spears. Of course, we're on his side because we love live music and food. You know, actually, that's probably in the wrong order. We love food and live music, don't we? And so it's a thing, isn't it? It's difficult because he's on Coast Highway, which really is zoned for businesses, and so it should be. And then, yet again, there's, of course, Laguna Beach surrounded. He's surrounded by residents, and they all complain about the noise, which, you know, when you... I must say, and I know that people are buying homes and for all kinds of reasons in all kinds of places, but I must say, if you buy a home right next to Coast Highway, you can expect to hear some noise, can't you?
Yeah.
I mean, you buy next to the railway line, you're going to hear a train every now and again, aren't you? I must say, I mean, I don't hate to say it, really. I'm just trying to be nice. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I really don't care.
I get it. I get why they complain.
No, I don't care. I mean, honestly, I don't care. I'm saying it because I know I should say that I understand. And I do understand, but they should move. Because it's a zone for... People have got to make business in this town. People have got to attract people from out of town to come here. Mozambique is this great, big, incredible venue. You spend millions of dollars on this place. You know.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's a great spot. It's a perfect spot for a nightclub.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
And they've even put in one of those, they're trying them out, those like car lift things.
Oh, really?
So they lift a car up and then they can park a car underneath it. You ever see those
only on a video.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty impressive looking machine. Like a lift.
Uh-huh.
Like a crane for a car. Anyway, the city have decided you can't light up a flagpole. They can't put a light on a flagpole. At night, not allowed to do that. He's got to keep on charging for valet because if valet's free, no one's going to use it. You know, excuse me, no.
Sorry.
He wants to put the price up, and if valet's expensive, nobody will use it and they'll just park on the streets near the very homes that are complaining about the noise. So that's one thing. And he wants to put speakers outside. I think, do you know what? I think he's kidding. I don't think he's serious about that. I think he's put forward that thing just to have a laugh. He's got that dry South African sense of humour. And I think
he's just gone that step too far, so they say, no, you can't do that, but all right, you can do
it. He can do the other thing. Yeah. Maybe. But there's a plot in that somewhere, don't you think? Because you
wouldn't go.
Because
anybody in the right mind would not ask to put speakers on the roof in Laguna.
No, exactly. So it's a thing. Anyway, good luck to him and... Maybe we can get... You know, when I'm snoring in bed at night, you put those earplug things in and you sleep very well, don't you?
Yes. Well, maybe you could give them to the locals. Maybe
yeah, we should hand them out.
The locals.
Well, the police have been down in town doing breathalyzers, you know, for people, saying to them and giving them an Uber-like...
Card.
Card, a gift certificate, gift card for Ubers and saying, you've been drinking a little too much, sir, here. Why don't you take an Uber home? Right.
What, paid for?
Yeah, $10 or something. It's really nice of them. Brilliant idea. I don't know where the money comes from, but whatever. Doesn't matter, does it? It's only a few bucks. And great, you know, really wonderful idea, and it keeps the police in the community, and it makes people feel good. They get an Uber gift certificate downtown in the bars. Well, why don't they give a... Go around.
And then they get a ticket for leaving the car overnight.
Well, yeah, that's the other thing. But if that's very well thought out, that... He's so British.
The police. Yeah. Very well thought out. Yeah, well. You're gone. Oh, yeah, no, I'm getting this Uber.
Yeah, $50 parking fine. But that's what we should do. So Ivan Spears should personally be going around the houses, around where his business is, knocking on doors and handing out with a straight face earplugs. I think it's a brilliant idea. Very good. It's your Daily Scramble Live coming to you from 93.5 in Laguna. It's what time is it? 20 to 8. We should all be in bed, really, shouldn't we? On a Monday, welcome to it. Yeah, it's KX 93.5. It's your Daily Scramble Live. This morning brought to you by myself, Jason Fetty, working the board rather poorly, and Ava Burton. Hello, Ava.
Burton. That's a nice song.
That's your theme tune.
That's your nice song. You made up a lovely song for me on Saturday night.
Well done. Good segue. You're getting good at this.
That's I don't good. Want to get too good at it.
Yeah, you do. We'll kick that Russell off the air. Yes, that's, well, Saturday was our wedding anniversary. That's nice, isn't it?
It was very nice.
Can I just say something?
What?
LA, whatever it is. Good Day LA or whatever the heck that is. We've got it on the TV in here. And they clearly have run out of news stories. They're about to fall off the cliff. No pork in prison. That's the headline.
We can go. we can get convicted.
Jews
now.
Can go and Muslims can go now to prison. Well, congratulations.
It's funny watching the news headlines without any sound because you can just make it up.
Well, they just do make it up. There's clearly nothing in the news because the news story before that was, what was it about?
It was state considering using violent offenders to fight wildfires.
To fight wildfires, yeah. Never going to happen.
Why?
Send off one of these guys, these violent offenders, out into the forest with smoke billowing around, can't see your hand in front of your face. Where do you think they're going to go?
The opposite direction.
Exactly. They're not going to go. And it's just it's really a waste of time. It's completely a waste of time. Although you could put one of those GPS ankle bracelets on them so you could find them later. But I tell you what.
When they've died of smoke inhalation.
That's not what you're supposed to do with prisoners. You're supposed to rehabilitate them. You're not supposed to use them as cannon fodder. It's terrible.
Terrible.
It's just so macho and American.
I was thinking possibly, not being able to hear the news, possibly there's something in a violent offender that makes them good firefighters. Some psychological thing. They've done tests and they would be good in that situation.
No, come on, this is America. We don't do tests. We don't do any research. We just go bonkers and send them in.
Go send them.
Give them a helmet and off you go.
See how violent they can be in there.
And then we make a movie about it and they're all big heroes and they're all brilliant and they saved the world when the aliens came and landed, always, of course, in DC. They never land in Jakarta, do they? You know what I mean? Or Benghazi. So, good. It was our wedding anniversary. We had a nice time. We went to the Hotel Laguna where I did a gig. We went to some friend's house and all that. It was great. It was very nice.
It was a very nice day.
If you'd like to know, listener, it's 5 years, actually.
Yes.
We've been married and we're still here. Still doing our thing. In a minute, we'll talk about homecoming. It's homecoming time in the schools and colleges.
I don't really know what that means.
I'll explain it to you, don't worry.
Okay.
It's Daily Scramble Live on KX93.5. I just said that. I just said, the thing went, KX93.5, I'd already said it. How many times can you hear that in a day? You know how many times I hear it in a day? 552,622,432 times a day. That's how many times a day. And I wrote it, so it's already in my head. Bonkers, isn't it? Toad the Wet Sprocket right now on KX93.5. All right, James Pribram's on the phone, and we're going to do a weather forecast. He's a meteorological marvel, aren't you, mate?
I've been caught a lot of things, buddy.
No, I think you are. How's the weather?
Oh, boy, we're going to have another hot one today. I mean, hot. There's actually a heat advisory for Laguna Beach today with a high of 95.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, can you believe that?
I know this is the best time of year for me because we live in Aliso Viejo in a small apartment because it's all we can afford. And all year round, we're jealous of people who live in Laguna until now. Let me tell you something. My apartment, refrigerator, dude. Full on.
Yep.
It's
worth paying for that air conditioning, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, so we got a high today of 95, low tonight of 69. It's pretty unbelievable.
Yeah.
And it's going to be sunny and hot with some 5 to 10 mile per hour wind out of the southeast today. So it's going to be hot and offshore. Hot and offshore, buddy. What do you think about that?
I don't know what that means. I've no idea. But you are saying it in a way that sounds very confident. So I'm agreeing with you.
Well, hello. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm just thinking how wonderful it would be to have you first thing in the morning, because I said to Jason this morning, is it going to be hot today? And he looked at me like, oh.
I grunted, because that's what I do first thing, just grunt.
And I never know what to wear.
Yeah, see?
Not a lot today, because it's going to be a hot, sunny, beautiful day, and we have a good southwest, long period swell today, about 3 to 5 feet. High tide this morning is at 9:05 a.m., 5.45, low tide this afternoon at 3:31 p.m. at a 0.39. So it's going to be a perfect beach day.
Wonderful.
Definitely not. Yeah. So hopefully you'll get out there today, Jason, get some waves.
Yeah. That's likely. In the bath, maybe.
In the bath with those rubber duckies.
James, thanks, man. Thanks for doing that and have fun. And I'll see you in a couple of weeks. We're going to Italy tomorrow.
That's good. I'm going to Cabo tomorrow.
Nice. Oh,
hey.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
you
have
guys
fun.
Have a great trip, and I'll do the same.
Yeah, exactly. See you, James.
Right.
Bye, James.
Take care.
James Pribram there with the weather and the waves and all that stuff. It's KX93.5. Okay. Things will be good. Things will be very good. Ava Burton's here. How are you doing, Ava?
I'm good.
Dog was barking a bit there.
Dog was barking.
Yeah. All right, let's do the news, shall we? It's that time of day. To do the news just after 8 o'clock, 9 minutes past 8 in the morning on Daily Scramble Live. Here is the local news for you. Last week, the City Council retroactively reviewed improvements already made at Mozambique Restaurant, which apparently violate permit conditions, rejecting a request by owner Ivan Spears to add outdoor speakers and light up a flagpole all night, but approving a change of terms for valet parking. Spears requested to add exterior speakers to the rooftop deck. Excuse me, that's easy for you to say, and the outside patio, a point which brought disfavour from residents and council member Eisman. Ivan has done so many things right to be neighbourhood friendly, said Tony Eisman. Uplighting, for one, bothers me, and noise is a major concern for neighbours. This becomes a nightclub and not a dining room with that exterior noise, she said. So there.
She'd be right.
Yep. City staff voiced concern that increasing the change for valet parking by the restaurant would discourage use. The charge, excuse me, for valet parking. It would discourage use, leading more patrons to park in nearby residential areas. Mozambique is stipulated to provide free valet parking Sunday through Thursday and charge $3 on Friday and Saturday till 9 p.m. The final unanimous vote allowed a non-illuminated flag after 10 o'clock, a $3 valet charge for parking till 4 o'clock, and prohibited exterior speakers. Not surprised about that. Exterior speakers. Do me a favour. You have to get a permit for one of those bloody bell things that rebel tree outside. What do they call those things? You know, that rings.
Oh,
you hang
in the wind.
Yeah.
A wind chime.
You get a permit for a wind chime. I think that's what I meant. It would have been good if I'd said it properly.
I want to know about the flag. What sort of a flag?
It's just I don't know, flag.
What? South African flag?
No, well, maybe, but I would think it would be a Stars and Stripes. He's sucking up. He's kissy-kissy because he's South African and not American. Though I think he is actually a citizen, as am I. I have signed my life away and sworn allegiance to the flag of this once great nation. Speaking of which, here's some outside of the Laguna Bubble news. A verdict has been issued on the trial in Iran of Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian on charges including espionage, Iran's judiciary has said. Officials did not give details of the judgment, but hinted at a conviction. A judiciary official said late on Sunday that the verdict could be appealed, suggesting Mr. Rezaian had been found guilty. Can you imagine that, being caught up in a jail in Iran, of all places, you know?
No.
Or anywhere foreign, really. Just, it's horrible. It just makes me think of Midnight Express. I know it's not quite the same thing, but, you know, it's terrible, really. Anyway, there you go. He's got 20 days to appeal, this guy, and we'll see what happens there. President Vladimir Putin has defended Russia's military operations in Syria, saying the aim is to stabilise the legitimate authority of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Wow. We've gone from, we've got to get rid of him, to now we've got to stand, you know, make sure that he stays in power. I know it's the Russians and they're always wrong, but they're going to find out. They are going to, I'm telling you, I'm really concerned about this, because I think that we've just proved, we in the West have just proved, in Iraq and Afghanistan and also Libya, that we're good at going in and toppling governments, but when it comes to actually setting anything up that's long-term,
yeah, not so
works
great.
Long-term, we just don't know what we're doing. Maybe that's the point. I mean, maybe we should, maybe it's hard to admit, but the point is to destabilize these places so that they're no longer much of a threat. But what you get from that is ISIS, Al-Qaeda, the Taliban. See? So that's me. I've told you what's happening on the news here. On KX93.5, it's your Daily Scramble Live on KX93.5. Anything else you want to talk about, Ave?
No.
Should we finish the headline?
Sure.
Okay, let's do a quick headline. Would my computer would pick this moment
to crash? To,
no, not crash, but to do that thing of giving me the death wheel.
The wheel of death.
Wheel of death, wheel of death. Problem loading page, wheel of death. There you go. The Modern Glitch from 2011 was the name of the album. The Wombats was the name of the band. And Jump Into the Fog was the name of the track. Deedy doody. Yes, dude. All right, it's KX93.5. Daily Scramble Live. Bit more scrambly today because Tyler Russell's away and I'm at the board and there's so much to do. But Ava Burton is here. Hello,
I'm,
love.
I'm here. I'm watching him scramble.
Oh, my God.
Properly scrambling all over the place.
I am. Okay, look, we should do sorbet of the day. I want to say that we got Wolf Alice calling in. They're a band from Britain who went in at number two. Their album went in at number two in the charts recently.
Wow.
That's in about an hour and 15 minutes, 9:30 this morning. We're going to have the surf report from James Pribram in very short measure.
Okie doke.
So, you know what? I'll tell you what. We'll do that after the next song. Let's do Columbus Day.
Yes, I don't know anything about Columbus Day. And it's now, isn't it? It's happening now.
It's today.
It's today.
Yeah.
So does that mean kids are not at school?
I've no idea. Good question. The banks are closed. Yeah, everybody gets time off.
It's a proper sort of bank holiday, what we call a bank holiday.
Yeah, that's what we call a bank holiday, yeah. Everything that you want to do, you get a day off work, and everything you want to do, you can't do because it's closed. That's what it is. And Christopher Columbus, you know who he was.
We've seen his grave.
Yeah, we saw his grave in...
Sevilla.
That's right, yeah. Couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
We're in this big old church. I believe it'll be Seville Cathedral. And we walked around the corner, and there it was, this great big thing. It's amazing, actually.
It was great.
Tomb is amazing,
yeah. It was very, very exciting.
Yeah, 1492, came over here, had a look around, caught malaria or something. It was bonkers. Pardon?
I said, you've got such a great head for numbers.
Well, 1492 is a famous one.
Is it?
Oh. Yeah. We know that he was an alcoholic, actually, Christopher Columbus. Do you know how we know?
No.
Because when he left, he'd no idea where he was going. When he got there, he had no idea where he was. He had no idea how to get back, and the whole thing was funded by a woman. Queen Isabella of Spain funded the whole thing. He was Italian, Christophe Colombo.
Christophe.
Yeah, and anyway, he came over here, and it was the beginning of a slaughter of an entire nation, so we shouldn't be entirely proud. A lot of people say that Columbus was not that great a guy. There's a whole thing online this morning on the Guardian website, the British paper, saying that Columbus was a lunatic, I mean, really a complete lunatic. But you'd have to be, wouldn't you, get on a ship.
Yeah, right.
And sail around with no idea where you're going.
I'm off.
He didn't set out, people say he set out to prove the world was round or spherical, but he didn't set out to do that.
He just happened to do it in the process.
Yeah. It was heading for the east, trying to go west to go to the east, because he believed, well, many people believed this at the time, that the earth was actually spherical. Actually, we're going to go to Florence on Monday, and we're going to go to Galileo's museum and see a bunch of stuff about Galileo, who's a famous guy who believed that the earth rotates around the sun rather than the other way around. It's about that time, you know. Mm-hmm. So probably a couple of hundred years before. Anyway, so...
Christopher Columbus.
That's why when he got here, they called him Indians, because they thought he was in India. They called the natives Indians.
I did not know that.
Well, that's why, because they thought they were here. Yeah, the West Indies. West Indies. What's that? Mental, isn't it? I know, ridiculous. But you can't, you know, it's easy to laugh at people from, you know, 600 years ago.
I'm laughing at the
because you didn't realise what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, we'll do Homecoming Queens in a minute, but I'll tell you what, let's do this. Let's do the sorbet of the day, and I'll try and find Tyler's thing. He's very clever, Tyler, and he's got all these, like, you know, the little sweep things, the little spots that make a clever sound and go, oh, I make them, but he puts them in a place. Let's see.
If you can't find it, I'll say it.
Can you do, wait a minute, it's called the, what are we doing, the sorbet. All right, I found it. You ready?
Oh, my God.
Yep, here it is. I know, and I'm getting so flustered. Here we go. Yes, your sorbet of the day. If you, like me, wake up flustered and obsessing, really, here's a quick cerebral sorbet. It's a cleanser for your mental palate. It's a neurological vacuum cleaner, Ava. It's a brain peel, if you will.
Why did my name come after vacuum cleaner?
I'm telling you, because I'm looking at you.
Okay, not that I should do the vacuum
thing. No. All right, so... I don't want anybody thinking that you are Cinderella of some kind, schlepped over here from Britain to clean my floors.
Tied to the kitchen sink.
All right, so you have to just mellow, right? Just relax.
I need the sorbet of the day, don't I?
Right, uncross your legs, please. Feet on the ground, like you're doing meditation, right?
Or the hairdressers.
Or they're taking your blood pressure.
Yeah.
Same thing, right? Yeah. Feet on the ground, uncross your legs. Now, sit as if you are being suspended from the ceiling by the top of your head. Right?
A string from the top of
your
head.
Yeah, that's how you're supposed to meditate, like you're hanging by the top of your head. Very relaxed. Spine completely, like a xylophone. Ring. Right? Wind chimes.
Did you get a license for that?
I have to go to the city and get a license. All right. Here it is. Ready? Deep breath. Okay, do not think of yourself as an ugly person. Think of yourself as a beautiful monkey. Do not think of yourself as an ugly person. think of yourself as a beautiful monkey. Yes, it was. That was your sorbet of the day. In a moment, we're going to talk to James Pribram about the weather. All right?